This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mark will tell us that marriage rates are at an all-time... Well, he'll fill in the blank here in a little bit. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll approve it, and it'll be easy for you to reach out to us in that way in the future. The toll-free number again, 855-453. Tonight with you, it's Ian here.
And Lauren Rumpler, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
So we were talking in the last hour about what happened in court today in Keene, New Hampshire. There was a chance, although albeit a small chance, that I would not be here tonight due to jail as a sentence for me.
The state's attorney suggested 60 days in jail for you.
The reason why I say there was a small chance is not that I thought there was a small chance I would get jail. I thought there was a good chance I would be sentenced to jail. But I didn't know how much jail. And if it was, like, just a week in jail, then I might have just gone in. But at the same time, I might have wanted to put it off until after Keenevention. I probably would have asked for that. But there was a small chance I would have been in jail. Thankfully, I'm not. I'm able to continue doing this show, which I love to do, and running LRN.FM and, you know, taking care of my dog and my family and all that stuff. So I'm grateful to not be in a cage tonight. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to freekeen.com. I actually just put a link up to kind of my summary of what happened today. It's the fresh story there right now at freekeen.com, and that link is also up on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. But I was talking about how I went to this trial. I, you know, went to the arraignment, went to the trial, put in all these motions, and I went to sentencing, and I did all of it without an attorney. And what I was suggesting was that, now, look, I don't know what things are like where you are. I only know what the criminal justice system is like in New Hampshire. So, you know, your mileage may vary. The system where you live may be drastically different. I know that in Florida, they actually charge you court costs when you go to court, and that can be pretty inconvenient, especially if you live in a state where, like, for instance, if you challenge a speeding ticket, some states will make you pay the speeding ticket in advance before they will let you take it to court.
Right. I mean,
what?
The judicial system, yes, looks nothing like justice these days. You might as well call it the legal system because it has little to do with justice.
And I've heard rumor, and I don't know if this is true, but I've heard rumor that in Manchester, which is, Lauren, where you live in New Hampshire, that if you get a parking ticket there, they do the same thing there, where you have to pay the parking ticket in advance before you can go to court. I think that's a crappy system, personally, but for the most part in New Hampshire, for the most part, if you get some sort of ticket, you can just take it to court, and then that's it. You know, then if you get found guilty, you'll have to pay the ticket. If you are found not guilty, then you don't have to pay the ticket. And so there's really no reason to not do it here. There's no reason to not go to court. But, Lauren, you came up with one reason why to not go to court, and that is it's scary. It can be an intimidating, nerve-wracking process. And actually, I was really pleased that it wasn't hard for me to go to sleep last night, given that I had this sentencing here today. What I found hard to deal – the hardest time for me to go to sleep was actually the first night after I was found guilty. So when I went to court and then I was found guilty, I was a little bit despondent after that. I'm like, oh, crap, you know, what's going to happen now kind of thing. And, like, different scenarios were flowing through my head. By the time sentencing came up today – and last night or whatever, it's like, you know, I'm resigned. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and, you know, I'm just going to have to prepare for the worst. And the worst in my case was 2 years. But if the worst in your case, Lauren, is a parking ticket, then there's not much at risk, right?
Like, you can handle that level of risk.
Unless you are worried about going...
So much pressure.
Right, which is why...
So much stress.
Which is why the first time you go to court should be for something like a parking ticket, something lightweight, something where even if you get found guilty, the punishment's not going to be anything of significance. So it allows you to go in and feel that pressure and experience those sensations and deal with it without the worry that you're going to go to jail. Now, if you feel like you can't go into court without yelling "F you" at the judge, then don't take my, you know, don't do this. I can't imagine doing that.
Like I'd be way too afraid to like yell at anybody or swear. Yeah.
Because then you will go to jail. Like if you go into a parking ticket trial where the maximum fine you're facing in Keene, New Hampshire is $5. If you go into a parking ticket trial and tell the judge to go F himself, then you're going to get a contempt of court charge and you're going to jail right then.
The lesson here that we need to learn is that we should all go out and park illegally so that we can get a parking ticket. And
I have no desire for it.
It can be done.
I've gotten the ticket. I've taken it to court.
I'm totally
joking.
And
you've beaten one, too.
I'm totally joking, of course.
I haven't beaten any of them. Really? I had it dropped.
That's a win, dude. Okay. You beat it.
But this is the point that I'd like to say to make on this, is that they really do get you. That's what their whole thing is to make this arduous for you. And they'll call you in on a parking ticket, a $5 parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm sure it's more other places. They'll call you in to sort of, you know, get your plea and see whether or not you're willing to, to take a plea or whatever it is.
So you can also waive that that hearing.
Right,
if you know
but
what
I didn't
doing.
Know that, and right. that's the problem. I'm not that interested in getting good at taking parking tickets to trial.
And yeah, once you start taking them to trial, they start dropping them.
They did that the first time, and then I wrote a blog post that says, hey, you don't have to pay these things, just take them to trial. And then they took me to trial.
Okay, all right. Well, there's no guarantees, right? There aren't, certainly none. You can't predict. Derek J. just got a parking ticket dropped the other day. He blogged about it over at freekeen.com.
It's certainly true. Yeah. And then, once you get to court, then it's this is a rubber stamp, situation. You're not getting out of this. And
you'll get out of it if the state's witness doesn't show up.
That's true.
There's multiple ways to get out of a ticket if you don't plead guilty and pay it, right?
But the point I'm trying to make here, Ian, is for $5, I can buy back hours from my life from these rapacious vultures. I don't want them in my life.
You're part
Ian.
Of the problem.
I am not part of the problem. They're part of the problem, and you're blaming the victim.
No.
That's right. I walked through the wrong section of town wearing the wrong clothes. I deserve to get raped.
That's
no.
not what I'm saying.
The fact is...
Are we allowed to say that word on air?
Raped? Indeed, you are.
The fact is, Mark, that... And the only reason I talk to you like this is because you know where I'm coming from on this. They know that it's not worth your time to fight a $5 parking ticket. That's why the ticket's $5 instead of $500, because they know that people are just going to... Damn it. They're going to pay the fine. They're going to make it go away because nobody wants to go to court because, as Lauren pointed out, it's scary. It sucks to be in court. It's dangerous. You don't know what they're going to do, and it's intimidating. So I don't blame someone.
I really have way too much to do to go to court.
I don't blame you. Look, I don't blame anybody for not going to court individually. But collectively, the fact that people don't go to court and the fact that people pay fines is why we have, partially, why we have the system we have.
Did you just make a collectivist argument?
Absolutely.
No. Collectivist, yeah.
It's a true statement. The fact is, if most people, not even if most people, if a minority of people would refuse to pay the fines and would instead challenge a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, the courts would become so overburdened with cases, they would have to drop charges.
And
they
have to pay more for court fees?
But objectivist, girl, this is my problem with objectivism. My problem is that objectivists tend to be supporters of small government. They tend to be, hey, let's support the military.
Tend to be, right.
Let's support
the
military.
Actually, that tendency is shifting, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. We'll let you finish your point.
As a person in the military, especially, say, in the past when people tend to be conscribed to the military, your best choice was to run away in battle rather than fight. Because the people that fought were going up against other people that were fighting, and getting away was much better for you. So the fact that they support the military, but then the military has counter incentives of running away, what they call a market failure, always confused me about objectivism.
Wait, if you run away, doesn't the government don't they prosecute you? Isn't that like a thing you get thrown in jail as a as
you'd probably be better off not running in the battle, like running away then, just refusing to go to the battle. I think you'd be better off.
Generals in the past,
Russians would shoot you for that. If you ran
generals
away.
In the past would burn bridges behind their troops in order to make them fight.
Wow.
So
you can always just eat cotton balls.
Just don't go
and
out
you
there.
Don't have to go.
Just
at
don't
all.
Go out in the first place.
Not sure what cotton balls have to do with
it. But yeah, you're right,
Lauren. Like a black spot.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're right, Lauren. If you don't do what they say, they will prosecute you.
They will.
It.
And by the way, I just want to add.
But you're safer in a jail cell than you are out on the battlefield.
Yeah, I want to add real quickly that actually it's turning. Tides are turning. That majority of objectivists are starting to become anarchists. So.
We'll come back with more. You can take control here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live dial, toll free here. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Again, freetalklive.com.
Is privacy dead? Not if we have anything to say about it. On November the 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage exactly how much data they're sharing on the internet. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and the winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. Hackthetrackers.com.
All right, so we'll continue here with the discussion regarding taking tickets to court. And there is a real disincentive. There's a real reason to not do this. It takes time. It's scary. It's frustrating. And nobody wants to spend their precious time doing something that is frightening, frustrating, and hard to deal with. So
frightening, frustrating, and frustrating.
Yeah, because it can be
doubly frustrating.
And it really can be. You know, court's a scary place. So I don't blame anyone individually for this. Like, you should do what's right for you. I totally understand. Look, if you want to take a plea deal, I understand. I've never asked anyone to take a plea deal. I only suggest it. I only recommend it
not
as
to take a plea deal.
Yeah. Right. To not say thank you. I only recommend not taking the plea deal because I believe that's what's best in the long run for all of us who care about freedom. So these government bureaucrats are out there handing out tickets left and right. The parking enforcers are out writing, I don't know how many, you know, wherever you live, it's probably hundreds or thousands or dozens or depending on the size of your town, a lot of tickets every single day. What if 10% of those people said, yeah, I'd like my guaranteed right to a trial for this ticket? 10%.
If they did, then likely the court system would decide a different way about going to adjudicate that. They would say that.
Could they just make that decision without legislative change?
They'll probably just pass new legislation that says you can't go up against tickets.
Okay.
In some states, they may be able to just pass legislation on the town level, and other places they might have to go all the way to the state. But I'll remind you, in the state, they, when the bureaucrats call the lawmakers, they get what they want.
Yeah, who's going to stop them? I mean,
the Free State Project, that's who will stop them.
And
the people who come here to New Hampshire.
And I love your optimism, and I'm an optimistic person, but we have not been able to stop them.
What are you talking about? Didn't you hear about last year? There's been plenty of bad bills that liberty activists in New Hampshire have stopped. Here's one example for you. Within this last year, there was a proposal by the police departments of New Hampshire to acquire what are called license plate scanners. In all of the other states, the police have these devices. And
we were able to stop that.
They use them on the sides of the roads. They have them mounted onto all their police, to many police cruisers, and it allows them to easily computerized scan people's license plates and run them, you know, run checks against them. That was stopped cold in the New Hampshire Senate.
I would wonder how many other groups got on board with this.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Because what matters is if liberty activists here can combine their efforts with other groups and they can tip the scales in the direction of more freedom. I understand you're probably jaded towards the political system because you're relatively new here.
I'm going through a little period. Uh-huh. You know, we all go through a little cycles when you're here.
Did you know that a Free Stater who was elected to state rep was responsible for putting forth a bill that eliminated the knife laws in New Hampshire?
Wasn't that Jen Coffey?
That's right.
Yeah. So Jen Coffey is awesome.
There's another one for you. Liberty activists worked on the jury nullification bill, which isn't perfect.
But we couldn't stop the Bearcat.
Nope, you couldn't the stop the Bearcat.
The Bearcat was free. Let's not forget, this is a free armored truck being given to the to a city. It was unlikely to stop them. What the Bearcat was an opportunity for was to look good in national press. And the Bearcat got the Free State Project, or got a mention on the Colbert Report. And other places. So I would call the Bearcat thing a success, even though we didn't get rid of it.
Right.
Okay.
So, look, you can't win them all, Lauren. I mean,
I know we can't
win
them all.
Especially not at this early point in the Free State Project game.
I don't know. I'm at this point in where I'm torn between thinking that philosophy is the way to change society and or politics.
Why does it have to be one or the other?
It doesn't have to be one or the other, but I think that one needs to come before the other. And I'm starting to question which one it is.
I think that you have to change people's minds before politics will come along.
See, that's what I've always thought. And then there's a point to be made for, you know, getting people like Ron Paul in, who has a bigger presence and is able to actually change the way people think. But like, you know, then there's, you know, news shows that could push, like, you know, Ben Swan or even Colbert. Who are able to change ethics. But at the same time, like, you know, it's becoming a chicken or the egg situation for me.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't think you should feel that way. I really don't. Because ultimately, you can choose how you approach things, but you will never be able to, you know, convince everybody to approach things in the same way that you are.
I guess.
So ultimately, everybody's going to follow their own volition and their own incentives. So some people are going to be really excited and jazzed up about running political campaigns, and others are, like you, are going to make media and songs and, you know, TV shows and things like that to help educate people. So it all works together.
Songs is my favorite one. But, I guess it comes from this last primary election. You know, there were many, many nights before that election that I didn't sleep. I stayed up all night and I think I got 3 hours of sleep in 2 weeks. And
just helping on campaigns?
Yeah. Fighting Scott Brown and fighting.
This is some politician who's running here in
awful.
New Hampshire.
Oh, my God.
From Massachusetts or something.
Yeah, and he's completely in the pocket of these lobbyists. Okay. I mean, it's awful. But anyway, he's one of the worst politicians I can think of. And so.
Besides the person he's running against.
Yeah.
And that's just how it goes.
So what are you saying? You burned out or what? What are you getting at?
I think that might be it, but I've gotten to the point where, like, even the mere mention of fighting policy or trying to work towards getting people elected is, like, I just want to shove it to the side.
Then shove it to the side. I mean, you shouldn't do what you're...
Maybe my thing is not supposed to be getting involved in politics.
You shouldn't
maybe my
do something
thing is
that you don't feel... passionate about. You shouldn't do something that you don't feel like you should be a part of. I mean, don't feel obligated.
I want to educate and change the culture, and that's what really drives.
Then focus on that and do that.
I don't know.
Put all your energy into that.
Part of me wants to get involved in the political stuff too, because
I think the danger of it is
I have a lot of ability in that realm. I have a background in PR and branding and all those things.
Okay,
I think
when we try to pigeonhole ourselves and pigeonhole other people, that's when we get into trouble. If you should do what you feel like doing at the time. And the thing about political campaigns is there'll always be another one. If you're going to ride out, ride it. You just ride it out, you know? And if you want to participate, then participate. I don't think we should shame other people for what their participation is and the way they go about trying to.
I totally agree. 855.
I'm with you.
453 is the toll-free number. Do what you feel is right.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website at freetalklive.com. You can download archives and more. All there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, in studio, Ian here with you.
And Lauren Rumpler.
And Mark.
All right, so let's continue. We've actually got other stuff in the news to discuss here tonight. The Robin Hood case, actually. We really didn't talk much about that. There's a piece done by the local TV station here in New Hampshire, WMUR, that kind of goes over a little bit of what happened in court. If you want to see the full court video, all you have to do is go to freekeen.com, the full Supreme Court video where the Robin Hooders, I was one of them, six of us, were sued by the city of Keene because we were saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, saving literally thousands of people over an entire year.
And costing the city tens of thousands.
And yes, and the city, of course, did not receive the money they would have normally received from all those tickets they would have normally written, and therefore $80,000 or so stayed in the pockets of the people, in the pockets of the motorists.
You know, Ian, I wasn't laughing because you have saved several people from parking tickets, and that's awesome, and I think that's really cool. But, like, I was just thinking about how they would have said what you just said, and it wouldn't have been saving people.
What, how the city would have said it, you mean?
How they would have painted it.
Yeah, they painted it
the way. It's just funny sometimes when you, like, listen to somebody tell their side of the story and then think about how the other side is probably painting it. And it's very funny, and I'm sorry.
I thought that was a little They totally paint us as though we're some sort of band of thugs going around threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees, which, of course, is completely
fallacious.
You're
giving free money.
Well, they're totally lying about the Robin
Hooders. Like, actually free money. Instead of
to the state, I guess.
Free money.
And it helps keep the money in the hands and the pockets of the motorists as well when we save them from getting tickets. So that's why we got sued. And ultimately, we won at the Superior Court level, actually on a motion to dismiss, so the case never even went to trial. It was dismissed before trial on free speech grounds, essentially. And
you should have asked if they had... if they had given you a choice between a fine or jail time, you should pick the fine. And then...
Oh, it was a civil case, so there's no criminal charges here.
Well, it would have been great to have you, like, fundraise for it, because if you've ever been saved by us... Yeah.
Well, the Robin Hooders, they already ask for donations from people, and, you know, the donations that come in aren't enough to really, you know, pay anybody to Robin Hood necessarily. There were a couple of angels who were kind of coming in and helping pay some of the Robin Hooders to really incentivize them to go out and do it. But just if you were to just go on donations alone, it would have been a volunteer activity. But so anyway, the case went to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. We can talk more about that here in a moment. I've got the video and we'll play some of that. Wayne is first, though, listening in Raleigh, North Carolina, to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Wayne.
Hello. Yes, I've actually taken one ticket I actually took to court. It was a ticket for running a stop sign, and it was completely bogus, and I don't know why the cop ever thought he was going to, you know, win the case. I guess figuring it 90% of the people never show up. You know,
I'm wondering how you could beat a running the stop sign, because if they say, yeah, he did, and you say, no, I didn't, then
how would you beat this?
Well, actually in this state, in North Carolina, if you look at the law, there's no difference between a stop sign and a yield sign, except that a stop sign is supposed to be erected at a more dangerous intersection.
Okay.
So technically, as long as there's no traffic coming, as long as you see your way clear and yield to whatever traffic would have the right of way, it basically, the charge is there for an accident, to be able to charge somebody with the accident.
Wow.
For failing to yield the right of way.
I wonder how many states are like that, because, you know, in a lot of cases, when people get charged with something, they never go to read the statute. They just cut the check. They want to make it go away. But you actually took the time to read the statute, and you knew that what you did wasn't illegal.
Well, and the irony of it was, I never had to bring any of that evidence into the case. The judge just asked me, says, and he was an old folksy judge. I mean, this guy was the best judge that ever sat on the bench here in Lake County. Mm-hmm. And he was known for, you know, treating people fair. And when I was hoping he'd be the judge that I'd have for my case. And really, he never let the officer say a word. He just asked me, did you do it? And I said, no. And he had a way of being able to read people's, whether they were lying or not. I mean, he was just that kind of a person. And so I got off on that one. But just previous to that, I just ran a string of bad luck with the police. But previous to that, I got a speeding ticket, which was legit. But I myself went to the district attorney, and he gave me three options. He told me, well, this is what this one's going to do to you. This one's going to do that one. Which one do you want? And so I plea bargained my own case without ever needing a lawyer.
Excellent. That's a huge money saver. I mean, yeah, you've got to spend a little bit of time on it, but Congratulations to you, Wayne. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Daryl, listening in Austin, Texas.
The first step is to take it to trial.
Yeah, well, if you don't take it to trial, you're guaranteed to lose. If you do take it to trial, you're probably going to lose, but there's a chance you may actually beat it by virtue of the cop doesn't show up for trial, or by virtue of that, you know, you actually read the statute and turns out you didn't break the law, or the cop was lying, or whatever the evidence they collected was collected wrong. There's all kinds of options that open up once you take it to trial. Or, at worst, you know, worst case, you say you're going to take it to trial, then they come back with a better plea deal offer, and then you take that one just because it's that much better.
Right. You don't just lay down your hand when somebody calls it in poker, and that's the same thing with plea bargains.
Right, and even if you do go to trial, you can, in some cases, get the case put on file. So even if you go through, like it's a speeding ticket, if you've never gotten a speeding ticket before, in a lot of cases, you can go through the trial, the judge will find you guilty, and then you can ask the judge, hey, can you just put that on file? Can we have this put on file? And that means that it, you know, the charge doesn't actually affect you. That it's, you got the guilty, but it's sort of put out there and it's not really in the same way as a real guilty.
Does it not affect your insurance?
I don't believe that it does. Okay. So, but you have to know about this stuff. You have to know to ask about it. Let's go to Daryl. You're in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daryl.
Yes. I had posted on Facebook about that I was moving from Austin to New Hampshire the next 12 to 18 months.
And you had very exciting.
About that Austin's libertarian. Well, it's not really libertarian.
I've heard there are 1,000 libertarians in Austin, Texas.
Well, there may be. Unfortunately,
some it's a big state, though.
Boys, it's kind of hard to meet them.
Mm.
But
so what you're saying is that if there are libertarians in Austin, you don't really see much about what they're doing.
Yeah, you got to remember the largesse of the state compared to New Hampshire. New Hampshire's extremely small.
Sure.
To have, I mean, 1,000 libertarians there is like, you know, like 5 libertarians.
Well, my question is, are they 1,000 activists? I highly doubt that as well.
That's the other thing.
So tell us more about your experience down there, Daryl, and how long have you been down there?
I've been here since May of 2013, and the city is, they're giving up more and more laws. Starting January, they're going to start ticketing people for using their cell phones while driving.
Now they're doing that in New Hampshire, too.
They're doing that all over the country.
Oh, I know, but they pretty much shoved it down our throats and we didn't want it. We have toll roads all over the place. And the problem is it's like a $2 toll, but if you don't pay it within a certain period of time, it can go up to like $60.
Hmm. Yeah, I noticed that when I was – actually, we went down to Austin last year for the Bitcoin Texas Bitcoin conference that happened. And I had to go to Walmart at one point during the conference to go and get some, like, network cable or something like that. And so I went on some of these toll roads, and I just – it seemed very Orwellian. Like, they don't even have humans. They have these cameras. They have these stations.
Well, the humans are what cost money in these toll roads.
I understand that, Mark, but it didn't make it seem less – like, at least if it's a human, you can make eye contact with somebody. In this case, it's just like some sort of robot that takes a picture of you, and so there's this big flash as you go – even during the daytime. You can notice this flash going through there. Daryl, if you want to hang on, tell us more about why you're leaving Austin to move to New Hampshire. I'd love to hear about it. More coming up in moments.
I think he hung up.
No, he didn't. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype on in at username lrn.fm. And those toll-free numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. What is it? A global virtual private network. They encrypt your data online, and that means that your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, your ISP will not know what you're doing right now. They're probably logging all the websites you visit, saving your surfing history for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can get started with ProXPN for free right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Doesn't matter what device you're using, your smartphone with iOS or Android, or your laptop or desktop with Windows or Macintosh, even Linux. Those setups a little bit different for Linux. Just go and get started over at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium package, you'll get unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent with their premium package, plus get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. So you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and the money is pretty low. $5 a month is what you'll be paying if you use our discount code. Our code is FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, the number 50, as in 50% off the premium account for the annual account. And if you want an even better deal, pay with Bitcoin and use this code, FTLBTC, and you'll save 62% off of that annual account. By the way, those codes will be good for the lifetime of the account, no matter which option you choose. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. Daryl had called in tonight. He's still with us listening in Austin, Texas. You say you moved to Austin back in 2013. Now, what drove you to move there in the first place? Was it a job, family? What was your motivation?
I'm actually originally from Texas. I was living in Norfolk, Virginia area. Mm-hmm. And I moved there because I moved back home to Texas, and that's why I came to Austin, how great Austin was back, you know, when I was a little kid when I lived here for about a year.
Okay.
And it's obviously not the same place. Traffic here is horrible, as you probably have seen. They want to build an urban rail, which is a pretty much a billion-dollar boondoggle. And then child care, since I'm a single dad with two young boys going to go to daycare, child care during the summer is like $400 a week for me, which is more than my rent.
Wow.
And like places like Florida, which I know you're from Florida, places like Florida where they don't have as many regulations for child care is like half the price. And the thing, though, is there were people who were doing unlicensed daycare to help people out who don't have money, so the state went around to shut them down because, you know, God forbid, people choose who they want to take care of their kids.
You know, one of the things that's nice about New Hampshire is while there still are some licenses they have here, I believe it is the lowest burden of all the states that New Hampshire licenses. I could be wrong about this. It's definitely one of the lowest. One of the lowest burdens as far as licensed occupations. There just aren't as many licensed occupations in New Hampshire as compared to other states. And maybe if we can get enough people to move here and to get active, then we can see some of that stuff get repealed here as well. So, like,
I'm currently working on that.
On repealing licensure?
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. I love that idea. I think it's a great idea. Let the market decide to certify people. You should, be able to...
Here, how many points that they inspect a home daycare on? They have over 1,700 line items they inspect them on.
Wow. That's crazy. So,
And
over 2,300 for, like, the big daycares.
You heard about the Free State Project. How'd you come across that?
Oh, yes. I'm a member of it. I joined it a while back, and I came here first, and I realized, hey, I should have gone to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you would have saved a little bit of money. But, you know, live and learn, right? So what turned you on to the Free State Project?
Well, my mom used to live in New Hampshire years ago, and so I'd been there a few times.
Oh, okay.
And so I know...
Beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. And plus, one advantage that New Hampshire has to Austin is you can't snow ski in Austin.
It's true.
True dad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you know what? You should come on up and check out New Hampshire when you get a chance. I know you visited here previously, but come up during one of the events that happens. There's Free State Project puts on two yearly events. One of them is the Liberty Forum, which is coming up in March. And it's early March this year. You go to, is it libertyforum.com? I think that's what it is. And then there's also Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a summertime yearly event in the sort of in the camping style. So Liberty Forum's like a convention hotel style thing, camping at Pork Fest, PORCFEST.com.
I do plan on eventually attending Pork Fest in the Liberty Forum. It's just getting, you know, certain money issues out of the way.
Well, but if you know you're going to move, like if you are certain you're going to move to New Hampshire, then I would recommend not visiting. I would just recommend saving up for the move and figuring out to where you would like to move and then just making the move. That's what I did. I never visited New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's what I asked Lauren on Facebook, and she recommended I become a social butterfly, so I've been trying to do that.
Oh, it's nice to hear from you, by the way. We're very excited to have you. I told a bunch of my friends from the Rebel Love Show that you'll be visiting, and we're excited to give you a tour of New Hampshire when you get here and introduce you to everybody. But I wanted to add before we move on that actually to find out about Liberty Forum, you want to go to freestateproject.org/events/liberty-forum.
Gotcha.
That is way too long. I know there is a shorter
URL. You can type into Google Liberty Forum 2015.
That'll work. It's actually NH Liberty Forum. That's what it is. It's NHLibertyForum.com. That's the short URL that'll forward you to the right place on the Free State Project site. Daryl, anything else you want to share tonight about your decision and why you're making the move?
No, I think that's about it. And you guys are having a great show. And I like to tell Objectionist Girl that I really enjoy her videos on YouTube.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I know you're working on some new video projects, Lauren Rumpler. So,
I'm very excited. I'll be having a big announcement in December.
Cool. Looking forward to that. I'm sure you'll be making it here on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
All right, Daryl. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with the trip to New Hampshire when you get to it. It definitely is important to save up. You know, you want to make sure you've got a nest egg before you come up to New Hampshire. You don't want to just throw caution to the wind. And to be fair, some people have just kind of come up here with, you know, a few bucks in their pocket and the gas tank to get them here. But, and it's worked out for them.
And it worked out.
Some people have.
I barely had any money when I came here. And it all worked out. I mean, I have a really good job and I get to work, I get to do Liberty for a living, mainly because I wasn't afraid to be poor for a period of time, and pursue my dream job. And so now I get to work for the Atlas Society, right now I'm their intern, and, so it's great and it's awesome to be able to do something I'm so passionate about. And there's so many different Liberty organizations that you can actually get involved with and get a job with here in New Hampshire. It's awesome. There's like AFP, there's SFL, there's, which is Americans for Prosperity, Students for Liberty, Young Americans for Liberty. And
you really can't
course,
bank on being able
the
to
Atlas
be
Society.
A money-making activist. You probably should bank on whatever skills it is that you have to carry you through. But there are opportunities like
right.
that.
There's also a lot of really talented porks out here. So if you ever
porks
really
porcupines,
wanted...
Porcupines, which is the mascot for the Free State Project.
I'm talking Free State lingo. Anyway, if you wanted to ever start a company, this is a great place to find communications people and even programmers. We have some really amazing programmers
here. Yeah, we do need more entrepreneurs. We do need more people with capital, with ideas to come up here. And I think those people are coming, it's just it takes them longer. You know, if you're a single person that's relatively unattached in the world, then it's not a big deal to, you know, move from one point to another. But if you've already got a business, if you are tied down with a house and a family, then obviously it takes more time to sort of cut those ties and tie up the loose ends and then
Of the things that I would say a lot of people that are graduating from college that love the Free State Project decide not to move up here right away, and I think that's a big mistake.
Yeah, it is, because then you're going to get dug in.
You are. You're going to get dug in somewhere, and you're going to find something that you love doing. Instead,
you'll meet some, you know, girl or guy, and then they'll tie you down. Oh, I don't want to go to New Hampshire. But
right.
If you move to New Hampshire and then meet the girl or guy, you're going
right.
to go.
And what you want to do is, I would say, in your last year of college, really save up and move out here, because honestly, just graduating from college and moving straight here is the best decision.
There's really no better time. I mean,
there
as far
is
as
not.
The only other better time is if you lose a job, like if you've been saving,
or if you just get divorced. This is the best
that's
place to
one.
Get over your
yep.
divorce.
There's been a few people have done that. Yeah.
It is nicknamed the Divorce State Project. So we have support groups for that.
There have been some people who've moved and then gotten a divorce. That has happened too, but
yeah.
it's usually worked out for them too.
Yeah.
They usually just get somebody better, and so does the other person.
Better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean,
come on up.
I mean, it wasn't a divorce, but I was in a 5-year relationship when I left. And so,
so
that
you
was,
left a relationship to come here?
Yeah, 5 years.
Wow.
And that was like a divorce. I
now
mean,
you've
when
got
you're
like
together
relationships.
For, when you're together for 5 years, you don't need a piece of paper for it to feel
yeah,
like
for
divorce.
Sure.
So, but we're still really good friends, and
that's
hopefully you'll move up here eventually. That'd be cool.
So we're talking about the Free State Project. You can check it out if you love liberty. Now, if you love the state and you love controlling people, then you don't need to come to New Hampshire.
Don't come.
You will hate life here, because more freedom-loving people are coming here constantly and making things better for people that care about freedom. FreeStateProject.org. Go check that out. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.